Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. I'm Mad Dog American, Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Barbara Weltman is here. Put a .com on the end of her name, and you'll find all about her, all the things that are going on, including her brand spanking new book, Home-Based Business Startup Guide. The Startup Guide for Home-Based Business, published by the Home Business Magazine folks. Step-by-step roadmap with checklists and everything, help you get started profitable, help you be profitable and successful in your own home-based business. Barbara, tell us how they can find it.
They can find it through my website, bigideasforsmallbusiness.com, and through Amazon, of course.
And I want to talk about this some more in just a little bit. We're going to get back to the home-based thing in just a minute, Barbara, but I want you to give us some of your best advice on some of the tax things that are going on right now. As you know, just when we thought we had things organized, we had the dates squared away, they keep moving. The coronavirus is moving the goalposts on us, isn't it?
Well, that's true, and I guess for a lot of people that's a wonderful thing, in that you have until July 15th to file your 2019 return and pay anything, the balance of what's due for 2019.
And so without any penalties, no interest?
No penalties,
it's just
exactly.
A full-time abatement, a 90-day abatement of when everything was due. You didn't have to file an extension or anything. Didn't have to do anything. Just show up. You got to show up as of right now, July 15th and take care of all that. Can you still file an extension through October?
You can still file an exactly. So if by July 15th you still haven't done what you need to do, just file the regular extension and you'll have till October 15th. Mm-hmm. So that's still unchanged.
Of course, we'd already filed our business. We'd already filed our sub-S and LLC back in March.
Right.
We'd already done that because that was pre-pandemic, so to speak. Go ahead.
Right. And calendar year C corporations get the July 15th date as well.
Right.
Besides individuals. So if you're a regular corporation on calendar year, you have the July 15th date as well. But what's even more interesting, I think, to me.
Can I stop you for a second? Moving that date for payment of taxes really helped a lot of business with cash flow. That was a really helpful thing for them to do, wasn't it?
It was, and that wasn't the only cash flow help. The other was that the first and the second estimated tax deadline for 2020, which normally would have been April 15th and upcoming June 15th, is also moved to July 15th.
That's
so
the
you
good
pay
news.
The first and the second installment. The problem, I think, as I see when I have been dealing with business owners, is that it's a challenge to come up with that cash. And now you're telling you have to come up with a half a year of taxes at one lump sum at the same date that you're settling up the year before.
That's the bad news. Yeah,
especially when
you use that cash flow to literally stay in business.
There
was no revenue. Do you think they're going to have some kind of a method of stretching that out for people? I mean, that's just going to be – there are going to be some people – there are going to be a lot – thousands and thousands of small businesses are going to get upside down with the IRS over this if they don't.
Well, yes and no, because if they don't have profits, they're not going to have taxes.
But this was last year, Barbara. This is for earlier in the
year. Settle up the 2019 definitely.
But I'm
talking about estimated.
But you know how this works. We don't have cubby holes. Every time we make a dollar, we put a nickel of taxes in a cubby hole. That, you know how it works in small business. It doesn't work like that. And we need that revenue. We need the cash flow coming in. And when that doesn't, it's going to be. I hope they give them some kind of a payment schedule or something.
Well, there is a payment opportunity. You can ask for an installment agreement, and you don't even, I mean, it's automatic. If you if it's under a certain dollar amount and you're current up to now, you can just do it. It's yours.
Yeah,
automatically.
But there is going to be another wave of shock to the economy when people start having to pay these checks. So what else do we need to know about our taxes?
Well, one of the things that I think that people might not be aware of is, and this applies for self-employed individuals as well as employers, that you can opt to defer the employer share of Social Security that would normally be due for 2020. You don't have to pay it until 50% by the end of 2021 and 50% by the end of 2022.
Wow.
So 6.2%.
That's helpful.
That is a big, and that's considered
to be timely. The
There's no
part.
Interest on that.
Just the employer part.
Right. So if
you have
paying
to collect from the employee,
tax,
you have to collect from the employee's part. But your part, you
exactly.
can push off.
But only the Social Security part, not the Medicare part.
Right. Right. Okay.
But think about it. For self-employment tax, that's 6.2%.
That could be a few thousand dollars. Yeah.
That could be many thousand dollars, and that's pretty good because, like I said, the postponement is complete. It's not like you're accruing any interest or anything.
But you have to calculate that number and put it on your balance sheet as a contingent liability. Otherwise, it'll get away from you. It'll get lost. You got to expect to pay it. You can't let that get away, can you?
No, you absolutely can't, and that obligation is not going to disappear.
Yeah.
So you absolutely must.
And a whole lot of people will forget about it. If you don't calculate that number and have it out there, have it put it on a post-it note and put it on your wall or something. You got to keep up with all that. We're going to take a quick break. Barbara Wilton was here. Her new book is called Startup Guide, Home-Based Business Startup Guide. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.